We are going to be approaching a milestone in terms of the completion of the National Broadband Plan for Ireland. This is a huge project which undertook a big expense, but it has brought broadband to the most remote areas of the country over the last number of years, and it's nearly finished. There's a national switch off of the copper network approaching as well, as we move to a fibre network only as part of the National Broadband Plan. To talk about this, I spoke to the CEO of National Broadband Ireland, who's announced the final phase of the National Broadband Plan for Kerry in the Glencar area over the next couple of months. He's TJ Malone, and I spoke to him about what's happening in Kerry and the wider context of what the plan has achieved and the copper switch off, what that will mean for people.
Yeah, thanks, Jerry. There's about 28,000 premises in total in Kerry that fall into the National Broadband Plan, and we've now passed over 25,000 of them, with another 1,200, so about 26,500 now in total that can order or pre-order high-speed fibre broadband at this point by going on to our website at mbi.ie. So we're down to the last 1,200 premises that have to be constructed. That's Glencar, the Glencar area. And we'll have them constructed. We'll be off-site, construction finished in the last 1,200 in the middle of September, and they will go live and ready for connection to the homes in the early November. So, yeah, almost finished the complete rollout of the National Broadband Plan in Kerry now.
Okay, and from that, what sort of a pickup are you seeing overall nationally with the number of premises that are kind of available? Is it about a 1 in 4 connection rate at the moment, or how does that work, or how do you see that?
Yeah, no, it's a little bit higher. So if you take it, we've just over 500,000 premises completed at this stage. We started out the plan originally, Jerry, with 537,000 premises to construct across the whole of the country. That's grown, obviously, over the last six and a half years with new houses being built, etc. So we're up to about 570 or just over 570,000 premises. But what we're seeing is, at the moment, an average of about 37 to 40% of those premises that we pass are connecting straight away. And then over a period of time, the earlier ones that we passed, we were seeing just over 60%. Now we're seeing probably 62, 63%. So the longer that the network is available, and I suppose the more time people have had to consider it, and I suppose also the more and more technology that's happening, the need for speed, really, the need for fast broadband is becoming more evident, and people are connecting as we go along.
And they're being aware of it, they're seeing it, they're seeing the work's being done in their area, and these areas, again, are the ones that commercial operators weren't planning to cover themselves.
That's exactly it, I suppose. You know, there was, we sat down at the start of the project, these 537,000 premises, as I said, it's grown to almost 570,000. They're ones that weren't commercially viable for commercial operators to build themselves. So the government stepped in, along with NBI, and together, I suppose, we've what it's called a gap-funded model, really. So the government have given a portion of money to build out the rest of those areas that weren't commercially viable. So it probably cost somewhere in the region about 4.5 to 5 billion by the time we're finished, of which the government would have contributed somewhere between 2.1 and 2.6 billion of that, and the remaining from the shareholders of NBI.
Okay, and with that in mind, you use a number of different contractors. One of the main ones is a Kerry company, TLI, to help fit out and do the work on the ground.
Yeah, TLI has been one of our biggest contractors over the last 5.5 to 6 years, not just in the Kerry area, but we use TLI throughout the country, not just for the construction of the network, but we also use them for part of the installation process as well. And as I said, not just they tend to be with us up along the whole west coast of Ireland and back into the Midlands a bit as well, and look, they're a great outfit. We've used them actually when I last spoke to you down in when we were launching the Black Valley there about a year and a half ago or so. TLI were the company that went in and built out the whole of the Black Valley for us as well.
Yeah, and TJ, tell me about the copper switch off that's happening.
Yeah, look, no more than, I suppose, years ago when you had analogue TV and it switched over to digital terrestrial TV, we are going to have the exact same thing coming down the line with copper, which has been the old legacy telephone lines that are there. And they're limited in their capacity and their speed, and they have a lot of electronic components, I suppose, that are there as well. So when you have storms and rain and weather, they tend to be degrading, they tend to have problems and more issues with them. So over the next couple of years, we'll see copper switching off as well. So they really... decommissioning of copper, and what you'll see then is fibre. So what we'd be encouraging people now is to go out and get the fibre now, use it when it's passing your house. It's there, it's outside of it. sign up to it now and avoid, I suppose, the rush when it comes to switching off the copper switch off.
Yeah, and that will, that when is that likely to happen, do we know?
We think it'll start somewhere in the next 12 to 18 months, and it'll obviously take a couple of years, depending on across the whole country, before it's completely switched off. But there's no definitive date for it at the moment, but the early indications we're getting is somewhere in the next 12 to 18 months.
Okay. You were saying as well, look, the average take-up, 37% is the take-up rate as well, and in some areas it's 60%. Is that where it's been available longer? The broadband,
exactly, that you've provided. So the longer it's been rolled out, so you have a combination of two things. First of all, you have the longer it's been rolled out, the more people that come onto it. And second of all, as the years roll by, obviously the need for higher speed broadband is becoming more evident in homes. Like our fibre is 100 times faster than what copper would be. It's more reliable. You know, you have now telemedicine, you have banking, you have farming, you have security systems. All of these things at the moment are becoming, you know, faster and needing more broadband the whole time. You have Netflix. So people want fast broadband. So it's a combination of the longer that we've been rolled out, the more people are coming onto it. And also, I suppose, as technology comes on the market over the next couple, or the last couple of years, it's requiring higher speed broadband as well.
Okay. And TJ, from that point of view then, when the work is done, do you expect to be completed across the country this year, or will it be 2027 before your last connection is made?
We'll have all of the country finished this year, with the exception of a couple of there'll probably be a couple of thousand of new premises that come in that have been built since we started the rollout that will still need to be connected over the following 4 months. So they'll bleed into probably the first 4 months of 2027. But the predominant and main build will be finished by this year. Yeah, we'll have 570,000 built by the end of this year. Versus 537,000 that was in the initial plan or scope to build when we started this project.
Okay, and when that's done then, TJ, where does that put us in terms of, I suppose, comparing with other countries maybe in Europe for connectivity and what the National Broadband Plan will have delivered for Ireland as opposed to other countries?
Yeah, like when we started out on this project, we were probably, I described it as probably one of the laggards in Europe when it came to broadband penetration across the country, and now we're the leaders. So if you look across Europe at the moment, we're still the only country in Europe where every single house on premise, school, farm, small business, etc., or business, will have access to high-speed broadband and fibre broadband. And, you know, so we are the leaders in Europe. Plenty of other countries have gone deep into rural areas but haven't guaranteed it to every home. We've made sure that nobody will be left behind. Every single house on premise in Ireland will have access to high-speed broadband. And, you know, it was a brave decision at the time, but the right decision. And now we're seeing other countries that are trying to adopt the same thing. So we had the option at the start of the project to, I think, take about 2% of the overall and use a different technology than fibre. And to be honest, we've just brought fibre everywhere. I'd say we would have, you could count in one hand the amount of houses that we would have, we wouldn't have fibre, we'd have a high-speed microwave dish into it. But as I said, it's probably somewhere between 5 and 10 houses out of the whole 570,000 premises.
Yeah, remarkable. Okay, TJ, well, thanks for updating us on that. It's due to be completed in Kerry, said, for the end of the year, but thanks for talking to us in the programme this morning.
Great, thanks very much, Jerry.
Hey, there you go. That's TJ Malone there, CEO of the National Broadband Ireland, NBI, calling out and finishing out the National Broadband Plan in Kerry by the end of this year.